I don't know about you, but I miss my Lisa Wilson fix. She's from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, and she has been a busy, busy lady last few weeks, but lo and behold, she has found time to join us here in the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, the KGGF broadcast location. Good morning, young lady. We missed you.
I know. I missed being here. Yeah. I'm glad to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And there's so much going on. Now, how did you guys do with the weather last night?
Actually, we dodged the storms. So did Coffeyville dodge them as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was watching the Channel 6 weather, and I was getting nervous for the guy. He's down there pointing at the radar and trying to direct traffic with the various cars they've got on the road. And it's just like maddening. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm like pointed at the door, you know, because I'm waiting for John to text me and say, bad weather coming, Bill. Get in here. We got to. But thank goodness that didn't happen. It might happen tomorrow, though.
That's right. So I'm that person. I'm that person who would get in a bathtub and put a mattress over the top of me and take cover. And I work a lot of evenings at the chamber office because it's quiet after 5 o'clock and I can get a lot of things done.
Oh, with all those pesky people around.
No. That's part of the job. But I can get a lot hammered out after 5 o'clock. And our office is in a former bank, and
right.
So we have a vault in our office. And while the vault door does not shut for safety purposes, I can guarantee you that if a tornado were to pop up in Independence, I too would be found in that vault with holding on to that vault door with everything I have.
With a mattress on one hand and a margarita in the other.
So anyway, but you know, Brian was just on the radio talking about the news and talking about Rick Whitson pushing out information about the storm shelters in the community. And while we did dodge bad weather last night, it is storm season. So I just wanted to share with everyone the storm shelters in Independence. So Memorial Hall and Civic Center, they provide a storm shelter, and the address is 410 North Penn Avenue. And pets must be in a carrier or on a leash, but they are allowed. So be sure and head that direction. If you happen to be in that vicinity or live in that vicinity, go to the Civic Center. The doors will be open, and you can seek shelter there. Independence High School Gymnasium is also a designated storm shelter at 1301 North 10th Street. However, if school is in session, that shelter will be used for the students in the building and the staff. So that shelter is only available to citizens unrelated to the school after 4 o'clock Monday through Friday. But on Saturday and Sunday, if the weather becomes bad and we need to have storm shelters open, they will open the high school gymnasium up. You'll use the northwest entrance into the gym. No pets are allowed in this particular shelter.
Unless they're registered students.
That's right. And then we have a couple more. We have four in Independence. So Montgomery County Judicial Center basement is always open at 300 East Main. You'll use the south entrance, and that's off of Main Street. And they, too, will allow pets. They have to be in carriers, and then they will be placed in a designated area. And then our fourth location is temporary City Hall Building D, which is where City Hall is now on Laurel Street, 811 West Laurel. You can use the west basement door, and you can also bring your pets in on a leash and in a carrier there as well. So make sure that you're thinking ahead. Do not wait until the sirens are going off to figure out where is the safest place for you to go if you don't have a safe place within your own home. Again, those shelters are the Civic Center, the high school gymnasium during non-school hours, and then the Judicial Center basement and temporary City Hall. And the city has this listed on their website. We have it listed on our website.
That's what I was going to ask you, because this is something you might want to just print out and magnet it to your refrigerator so you're not like fumbling around looking for it.
Yeah,
to have
absolutely
that information ready and available.
Yes, and like I said, you need to be aware of them, not only because you might live close to one of those, but you never know when you're out shopping, running errands, and all of a sudden those sirens start going off. To have those four shelters kind of in the front of your mind so that you know where to go and seek shelter.
Okay.
And then Just wanted to share, you know, every couple of weeks I try to share the free meals that are available to community members in Independence. If you are someone or you know of someone who could benefit from the socialization, the just the friendship of others and a free meal, be sure and listen up and share this information. Every Tuesday evening, the First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel provides the Open Arms Diner. It's carryout meals only right now from 5 to 6. And then every Wednesday evening at the First Baptist Church at 220 South Penn Avenue, they offer a free dinner as well. Starts around 5:45. And also on every Thursday evening, the local churches all come together and they provide a CUF meal. And CUF is an acronym for Community United Feeding Friends. And right now the location for the CUF meal is at the Wesley Center at 111 East Maple. The Wesley Center is connected to the First United Methodist Church. And these meals are carry out only as well. And that starts at 6 o'clock. So three free meals a week to anyone who might benefit from those meals. So wanted to make everyone aware of that. Another service would be veteran services. So I wanted to make sure that everyone is aware of all of the services that are being provided by Four County Mental Health, and the location for the veteran services is 1101 Donald Avenue. And the services are available Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. You can call Lauren Osborne. He's actually a veteran at 331-3131. And you can visit with him all about whatever services that you might need, services that you need to get signed up for. So if you are a veteran, a family member of a veteran, or you know someone who might benefit, please share that information. And in fact, I'll be talking about it a little bit more later on, but Lauren is actually one of our guest speakers at First Friday, and he will be giving lots of really good detailed information about all of the veteran services.
He's a retired Army Staff Sergeant, so he knows what he's talking about.
Yes, he most definitely does. We're very fortunate to have him leading the charge on this. And then, you know, I wanted to point out, were you in Independence shopping at Walmart by any chance the last couple of weeks?
Not at Walmart,
no.
I was in Independence. Well, it might have been Santa Claus. But I was in Independence this last weekend. My wife wanted to shop at a specific store, and we were up there again a couple weekends ago, but not the Walmart.
Okay. For some reason, I thought, you know, I've only seen you one other time.
I'm everywhere.
And that's right. And I thought I saw you, but it could have been Santa Claus.
Fat guy with a beard.
At Walmart. But the reason why I said that is because in Independence, there is a real push to put up a lot of American flags in our community.
Matter of fact, when we were driving into Independence on Saturday, I said, boy, you get the feeling that they love America here.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
We do. We love America. We love our veterans, and we want to do whatever we can to show our support and our appreciation for those who have served and who continue to serve our great country. And Doug Harlan and some other veterans are really working hard to put American flags up all around our community and to sustain that project. So we have flags on East and West Main, on downtown Independence. They're putting them up, I think, on 6th Street. They're now on North Penn Avenue. They're everywhere, and they're absolutely beautiful. And if you are someone who would like to contribute to the sustainability of the American flag project that happens to be going on, they are accepting donations at Community Foundation for Independence, CFFI, and the P.O. Box for that, if you want to mail a check in of support, would be P.O. Box 1003. But these flags cost about $35 a piece, mm-hmm. and they need to be replaced about every 6 months, depending on where they are regarding the wind. If they're in a protected area, they last longer. If they are not, they get shredded
all
fairly
that
quickly.
Flapping.
Yeah. They do, and we don't want that to happen at all, so we work really hard to replace them when need be. But this is a big project, and I know that it's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. And so if you are wanting to make a donation to a worthwhile project in town, I just encourage everyone to give some thoughtful consideration to supporting the flag project. You can drop your check off at the chamber office, or you can mail it again to P.O. Box 1003. And then in the memo section, you can just put the flag project, and those monies will be earmarked to help sustain the flag project. So lots of things that we're doing in Independence and to support our veterans, and I'll be speaking about a special meal coming up here shortly.
Well, it's really noticeable when you drive into town.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
A lot of flags, yeah.
That's right. So have you been to Little House on the Prairie yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Little House on the Prairie is open for the season. Admission is only $5 for adults and $3 for kids. They're open 7 days a week from 10 to 5. And if you haven't been out to the site, there's a log cabin. There's a schoolhouse, a post office, and a really nice gift store. And then in addition to all of that, they have mules and miniature donkeys and miniature ponies for the kiddos to pet. They have a picnic area, lots of green space and out on the prairie. You can even grab some apples and oats if you want to and feed the animals when you're out on the prairie. But make some plans to visit this historical site. Baby Carrie was actually born on the prairie. And if you need more information, you can call 289-4238. But I encourage everyone to check out Little House on the Prairie.
Okay.
It's really, really a lot of fun.
I just want to run down the hill, you know, like the Laura
like
in the
movie.
Beginning of the
yes.
show. Yeah. Little bouquet of flowers
your,
in my
yes.
hand. Of course, I trip and roll all the way down to the bottom of the hill, but that's another story.
Hey, but I think there's a scene where maybe Baby Carrie trips and rolls down the hill.
I'd be mistaken for Michael Landon.
Okay. And then on Tuesday evenings, the Eagle Rock Shredders are having their bike rides out at Elk City State Park, and they meet in the Outlet Channel parking lot. These rides are every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. You have to have a helmet on. If you ride after dark, you need to have a light on your helmet for obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons.
Yes,
right.
Want to keep everyone safe. But, you know, the weather's getting nice, and people want to get outdoors and keep that heart healthy and get out and ride that bike. Dust off the seat and
get
pump
some
up the tires.
Fresh air in your lungs. What's wrong with you? Get out there and exercise.
That's the body good,
yeah.
That's for sure. It's good for the mental health, too.
Yeah.
So, and then lots of things in downtown Independence. So these are some things you should consider bringing your wife over mm-hmm. to Independence and doing. So live music at Dickie's every Wednesday evening at 6:30. I check their Facebook page, and Garrett True will be playing tomorrow evening. So you'll want to check that out if you want to enjoy some great barbecue. That's a fun place. And also Cinco de Mayo is this week. And I noticed that they have at Dickie's some specials as well, kind of related to Mexican Fiesta, mm-hmm. so you want to check that out. And then the brewery has mixtape bingo on Wednesday evening. They have trivia night on Thursday evening. And actually this Saturday, they have beer yoga at 10:45.
Downward facing dog while sipping on a pint.
That's right. So anyway, check out the Facebook page for Indie Brew Works. They always have lots of fun things planned. This past weekend, they had root beer float special, and they have some amazing root beer in there. So be sure and check out their Facebook page and enjoy some time at the brewery. Brothers Railroad Inn is another great restaurant in downtown Independence, and guitarist John Hamlin plays on Thursday evenings. Brothers has a pizza special about, I think it's $10 pizzas, really, really good food. So you can either take your food to go if you want to enjoy an evening at home, or if you want to enjoy some great music, you can dine in at the restaurant and enjoy the music of John Hamlin. So be sure and consider that when you're planning your menu, or not planning your menu if you're me. if you're planning your plate restaurant of choice, think about that. Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill is another fun place to hang out. They have Friday night karaoke.
There you go. Diane, karaoke Friday night.
Is that your wife?
Yeah.
She likes to
yeah.
karaoke?
Oh, that, oh
you should
yeah.
check it out.
She likes karaoke like the Pope likes to pray.
Okay. Well, and she's their girl, so
okay.
yeah. Is she a good singer?
I think so.
Okay.
But of course, have you ever seen somebody step up to a karaoke mic and said that they weren't? No, she's excellent. I kind of just stumble through, but she's quite the songstress.
You need to go.
All right.
So, okay.
What's the name of the place
again? Well,
you
go, and then you tell me all about it.
What's the name of the place again?
Turbo's.
Turbo's.
Sports Bar and Grill. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. It's right downtown. Fun place. I cannot sing. I wish. That's always a talent I wish that I had, but I unfortunately do not have that talent.
My mom always said,
never see me karaoke.
Be like Ethel Merman. If you can't sing, at least be loud.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, everything's coming yeah. up, roses.
So, yeah, well, regardless, loud or soft, you will not hear Lisa ever sing. So
that will drag you out there.
But anyway, yeah. you can tell me all about it
okay.
And go and check that out. So someone who can sing is Tracy Lum and all of the great guys in Tracy and the Time Travelers. They will be playing at Uncle Jack's on Friday evening, May the 20th. So that's another fun place. So in Independence, just to kind of give you the lay of the land, Turbo's and Uncle Jack's are just catty corner across the street from each other. So you guys can come over to Independence lots of times during
bar hop.
The week. And yeah, you could bar hop. So anyway, mark that on your calendar for Friday evening, May the 20th, and enjoy some great music again from Tracy and the Time Travelers at Uncle Jack's. Monday evening is bingo at the VFW. Doors open at 5. Games begin at 7. Bingo packs are like $7. They give away lots of prize money. And I've been before. It's lots of fun. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time for me to go back again. I haven't been since they opened back up after COVID, so I want to check that out. But, you know, we were talking about veterans and, you know, the veteran services with Lauren Osborne at Four County and the Flag Project and now bingo at the VFW. But don't forget that on the first Wednesday of the month, which is tomorrow, VFW has hamburger night. And I'm telling you, you better get there early.
Every
because
night should be hamburger night.
That, I know. but they make some good food at the VFW. So it's a hamburger special night. You'll want to check it out. And then, again, the money goes to support all of the things that the VFW does. So very worthwhile cause. Plus, you're going to get a great meal. Thursday, is that Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 5th.
So Independence Main Street is having Ladies Night Out and social and networking social at the Booth Hotel from 6 to 8. So it's just a night of celebrating women. It's a sip and shop with your local boutiques and businesses. You can get pampered. You can have some really good hors d'oeuvres. There's going to be a fashion show. And I think there's some swag bags to the first 25 people that show up. So be sure and check that out at the Booth Hotel. That's at 201 West Main Street. You know, the road's blocked off on Main, but you can easily get to the Booth from
right.
8th Street. So that's not a problem. So be sure and put that on your calendar. And then we have First Friday. So that is a monthly event. Now, you're going to be on the radio on First Friday, so you're not
yeah.
going to be able to be there, but you can
doggone
watch it.
John, you want
let
to
him off.
Have
yeah.
John come in and do the show.
So you can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on Facebook Live later on the city's Facebook page. They do the taping of that. So First Friday is at the Civic Center on the first Friday of every month. So that will be May 6th this week, 7:30 to 9. And we have a great business sponsor, Great Plains Federal Credit Union. And they're the ones who pay for all the hot coffee and muffins from Annie Mae's. So you can't beat it because it's a free event. All it takes is getting up a little extra early. And then you get to listen to four great speakers, Josh Umholtz, who is the publisher and editor for Independence Daily Reporter, and he will be presenting about the Southeast Kansas BizCon that they are putting on. He will be providing lots of really good detailed information about that event that will take place in June. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Lauren Osborne will be talking about all of the veteran services that are available and sharing lots of good detailed information about that. And then wrapping up the speaker lineup will be Megan Moore and Bryce Saya, both from Independence Community College. Megan will be sharing information about the Pirate Pantry, which is a pantry on campus that has food and personal hygiene items and some other things that college students, you know, need from time to time, and they don't have a lot of discretionary income and or income in general to buy those needed items. So they have a Pirate Pantry. She's going to talk to us about ways we can support that. And then Bryce Saya, who is new to the community, he is the new director for the foundation, and he'll be talking all about the foundation and ways that we can support that, because the foundation is the group that provides scholarship monies and other means of support for the college. So it's important that we generously donate to the foundation, and we're excited to have Bryce Saya as part of our community. I talked to him yesterday. He's moved to Independence and found a house, and we're glad to have him. He actually grew up in Coffeyville and Independence, so he's kind of coming back home. So
a homecoming, as it were.
That's right. So we're glad to have him. So, again, everybody is welcome to join us at First Friday this Friday morning, 7:30 to 9. It'll be a good time.
Okay.
And let's see. So Farmer's Market. Are you a Farmer's Market person?
I've been known to attend one or two.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Farmers Market and Makers Market is opening in Independence this weekend. So it's actually kind of a combination of farmers and the things that they all bring, as well as local artisans.
Right.
And kind of that entrepreneurial Makers Market. We blended them together last year. It worked out very well. So opening day is Saturday, May the 7th, 7:30 to 11. You can find the Farmers and Makers Market at 8th and Chestnut. It's in the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's coffee shop. And then actually later on in the summer, June through October, we'll have a Thursday evening market. So we'll be talking about that later on. But, you know, whatever comes out of the garden right now will be available on Saturday. I don't know what will actually be available on the opening day, but as far as vegetables and things. But I do know that eggs will be available, honey, coffee, lots of baked goods, and then the local artisans will be showcasing their jewelry and soaps, bath products, candles, woodworking items, and lots of other really cool things. If you're an interested vendor, you can sign up on the Independence Farmers and Makers Market Facebook page, or you can call us at the chamber office and we'll help you with that, 331-1890. But get up a little extra early on Saturday, head to the Farmers Market. You've got from 7:30 to 11 to get that done. But if you're an early riser and you get to the market early, get all the goods that you need. You can actually head over to the park and the zoo, and in the zoo area in particular, at 9 o'clock, and help be a part of the litter getters. So the litter getters is a group of people. You don't have to be a card-carrying member. It's just citizens that want to get together every Saturday morning, May through September, kind of the same schedule as Farmers Market, and pick up trash at different locations around the community. So the Independence Chamber of Commerce has a Pride Committee, and they work on pride and beautification projects, and they have rolled out litter getters. And we're going to, this past Saturday, we met at the Park Oval and we walked the one way and picked up trash. And then this Saturday, we're going to meet over by Monkey Island, and we'll be, you know, it depends on how many people show up. If there's four of us, we'll just probably stay in that vicinity. If there's 14 of us, we'll break up and go to different areas of the park.
Spread out a little bit, definitely, yeah.
And then on the 14th, which will be the following Saturday, we'll be downtown picking up trash. So I'll be talking about that next Tuesday. But if you want to be a part of cleaning up the beautiful park and zoo, be sure and meet at Monkey Island at 9 o'clock this Saturday and be a part of Litter Getters.
Okay, I love the name Monkey Island. It just evokes an image.
So do you know what Monkey Island?
No.
Okay, so Monkey Island is the birthplace of Miss Abel, and Miss Abel was one of the first two monkeys to be launched into space and come back to Earth alive and help pave the way for future space travel. So Miss Abel and Miss Baker were the two monkeys.
Abel Baker, I get it. And a third would be Charlie.
That's right. So, but that's significant. You know, they had a lot of other animals prior to them go up, but they did not make it back.
So it took a strong monkey to get the job done.
Monkey Island, that's right. So Miss Sable was born on Monkey Island, a rhesus monkey, and is actually preserved and on display at different times in the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C.
Well, there you go. It's that space exposure there.
There you go. Yeah. So anyway, those are that's what's happening on Saturday if you're interested in helping clean up the zoo area in particular. So also on Saturday, if you have kids or maybe grandkids between the ages of 10 and 18 who love the outdoors, you can take them out to Remington Ranch from 9 to 2 for the Pheasants Forever Youth Outdoor Experience. There's going to be clay shooting, fishing, lunch, and a whole lot of other outdoor activities. You can register by calling Ed at 816-810-9535, or you can check out the Pheasants Forever Youth Outdoor Experience Facebook page. If you don't want to register and participate, though, it's open. You can go out there and just watch all of these kids participate in outdoor activities. Check it out. Maybe you want to participate the next go around. But it's a great opportunity to get the kids out, learn safe shooting, and enjoy that sport. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's Pheasants Forever Youth Outdoor Experience. And if you need more information about this or any of the things I'm talking about this morning, you can always go to our Facebook page, our website, and you can give us a call and we'll give you detailed information.
Okay.
So Mother's Day is this weekend. So if you know anything about our local Masonic Lodge, you know that they are some really good cooks and they're doing a cinnamon roll sale. So I can't think of a more fun way to celebrate Mother's Day than kick it off with some good cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, I like the center part especially.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of like the center of an Oreo. You just throw that chocolate away and eat that middle. That's what I do. But I'll bet you the entire cinnamon roll is good if I know the skill set of these local Masons. But they're doing a cinnamon roll sale. You can pick them up on Saturday the 7th so that they're ready for you on Sunday morning. And you can get 6 of them for $10. You can get a complete dozen for $20. Call Drew Demo at 331-9411 or any Mason if you happen to know someone who happens to be a Mason.
If you know the secret handshake.
Then you're in, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know the secret handshake, all you need to know is, they probably won't, but you need to, you call 331-9411 and just order up some cinnamon rolls. I plan to make my order as well. So support them. They push their money right back into the community, and donate to a lot of worthy causes. So, when you support the Masons, you're supporting a lot of groups and organizations and activities in our community.
Okay.
Speaking of people who are kids who need our support, the Independence High School FCCLA, that stands for Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America, they're headed to Nationals in San Diego, California. And this weekend, on Saturday, they're having a car wash and bake sale to raise money to offset the travel expenses. So if you need your car washed or you want some probably really good brownies, you need to show up in the Independence High School parking lot from 9 to 3. You can get your car washed for $5. If you have a SUV or a truck, it's a $10. And you can even have lunch there for $8.
Sure, yeah.
And I tell you, we're looking at plane tickets to go visit my daughter in Tennessee. And holy smokes, flights are expensive. I don't know how these kids are getting there. I'm assuming they're going to fly. So they are going to need a lot of fundraising dollars to help offset these costs. So
get your car washed, get a donut, and help contribute.
That's right. Yeah. Be a part of supporting these kids. And also, we have some other high school kids who need our support. So there is a band called Zenith, and they're going to be live in concert at the high school auditorium, the Performing Arts Center, on Friday, May the 13th at 7 o'clock. And admission is $3. Additional donations are welcome. You can get a t-shirt. But this band is made up of 5 very talented high school musicians that are going to do great things in the future. And right now they're just performing great music for all of us. So think about spending your Friday evening supporting these youth, showing them you know, how much our community supports them as, because they've worked hard. They practice and practice probably. So, again, that's Zenith Live at the high school auditorium on Friday, May the 13th. $3 to get in, but give them a little extra and make some donations to the cause, help them out. And then I was at a meeting this morning, so that's why I come on the first Wednesday at 10 instead of at 8, because on the first Wednesday of the month, I have a Main Street meeting.
Well, today's Tuesday.
I mean, not Wednesday, Tuesday, yes.
I was confused for just a second.
I'm confused most time of jump. The time. I know. So the first Tuesday of the month, I go to a Main Street meeting at 8 o'clock, so that's why they bumped me to 10 to help me make both commitments.
Right.
Anyway, at this meeting this morning, they were talking about the ladies' night that I mentioned earlier that will be happening this week. And then they're also having a sidewalk sale Saturday, July the 30th. So you can mark that on your calendar. And that'll be here before we know it. But prior to COVID, there was an All Wheels Night and Cruise in Indy event that was in downtown Independence. And Terry Scott coordinated that. And of course, it kind of went away during COVID, and so they're bringing it back to downtown Independence on the third Friday of every month. So that'll be Friday, May the 20th will be the first one. So there'll be a band playing, somewhere maybe around 6:30 to 8:30. They're going to take a cruise somewhere around 8 or 8:30, and then Dickie's Barbecue is kind of going to be the location for it. So basically, are you into old cars at all?
I'm old enough to remember when they were new cars.
Okay. Well, you don't even have to be a car enthusiast mm-hmm. to appreciate and to enjoy some of the cars that are pulled in there. They are actually new cars that are, you know, super swanky or whatever, and antique cars and souped up cars, and there's motorcycles. It's all wheels, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't matter. If you've got a wheel, you can bring it down there. And they pop the hoods and they kind of park them in backwards so that they're headed out. And then you just walk around and look at all the cars, and all the car owners kind of size up the competition.
Oh, sure,
you know, and chit chat about
you missed a spot on the chrome there,
that's
Larry.
That's right. And then you can enjoy some great barbecue at Dickie's, and then and like I mentioned, there's going to be a band down there. And then about 8 or 8:30, they all pull out and they just do kind of an old fashioned cruise through town.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun. So mark your calendar for that, May the 20th, and then again June, July, and August on those third Fridays. And then in August, the chamber will be down and we'll be doing a kids' night down there that evening mm-hmm. with face painting and some other fun things. So mark that. And then the last couple things would be glow-in-the-dark golf at the park and the zoo. Not in the park and the zoo, at the miniature golf course. And they do that on the fourth Friday evening, April through October. So May the 27th will be the first one that they're going to have. And it's glow-in-the-dark. Tickets are $5 to play. They've got those special glow-in-the-dark balls. And in fact, I think they even had it in April. So this is the second one of the season. So super fun. And then lastly, I just want to say congratulations from the Chamber of Commerce to the Independence Community College graduates. Are going to walk across the stage this Saturday at Memorial Hall at 10 o'clock. And it's quite an accomplishment with their associate's degrees, and kudos to them.
Excellent. Lisa Wilson, Independence Chamber of Commerce, that was just a boatload of stuff for us today. Thank you so much for joining us, and you'll be in next Tuesday?
I will be back.
Or Wednesday.
Yeah,
one or the other. Here in the mighty 690 KGGF.